Greetings, dear friends, in our Savior's precious and worthy name. Once again, I want to share with you from Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Indeed, we have to agree with Scripture. God's thoughts and ways far outstrip ours. And a good example of this is found in the book of 2 Samuel. Let me read those verses and see just how man thinks and how differently God thinks. From chapter 12 of 2 Samuel, And the Lord sent Nathan unto David, and he came unto him and said unto him, There were two men in one city, the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had very many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing save one little ewe lamb, which he bought and nourished up, and it grew up together with him and with his children. It did eat of his own food, and drank of his own cup, and lay in his bosom, and was unto him as a daughter. And there came a traveler unto the rich man, and he was not willing to take of his own flock, and of his own herd, to prepare it for the wayfaring man, who was come unto him, but took the poor man's lamb, and prepared it for the man who was come to him. And David's anger was greatly kindled against the man. And he said to Nathan, As the Lord liveth, this man who hath done this thing shall surely die. And he shall restore the lamb fourfold, because he did this thing, and because he had no pity. David, as we would say, got all bent out of shape. He was really tore up at the story Nathan had told him about this man who took advantage of his neighbor. But then Nathan in verse 7 turns to David and he says, Thou art the man. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I anointed thee king over Israel, and I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul. And I gave thee thy master's house and thy master's wives unto thy bosom, and gave thee the house of Israel and of Judah. And if that had been too little, I would moreover have given unto thee such and such things. What was God referring to here through Nathan the prophet? The fact that David had taken another man's wife, Bathsheba, while this man was out in the front line of the battlefield representing David. David took this man's wife for his own. And then when he found out that his sin was about to be uncovered, he had the man killed. He had the man put in the thick of the battle and made sure that he would not return. David got all upset because Nathan told him of someone who had taken another man's only little lamb. And yet, David had taken another man's wife. And David had been responsible for the death of her husband. Oh, how differently God thinks from the way we think. How differently are the ways of God from the ways of man. The Scripture tells us in Isaiah 53 that all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. But bless God, the Lord hath laid upon him the iniquity of us all. And friend, I would like to ask you today, when it comes to sin, are your thoughts concerning sin in alignment with the way God thinks? Do you abhor sin? Do you detest and despise sin? Or do you sort of enjoy it? Do you play with it? Do you trifle with it? David said unto Nathan in the 13th verse, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said unto David, The Lord also hath put away thy sin. Thou shalt not die. Howbeit, remember now, the wages of sin is death. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap. Howbeit, Nathan says, though God can forgive you, and God can restore you. In Psalm chapter 51, David prayed, Lord, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. He says here, Howbeit, because by this deed thou hast given thee great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, the child also that is born unto thee shall surely die. Friend of mine, God takes a dim view of sin, but he loves a sinner, and for that Christ died. He'll save you. He'll forgive you. Why don't you trust him today?